Welcome to the first episode of Pembroke Investigations. You've picked a great time to join us here, where shadows linger, secrets fester, and the truth is never what it seems. So tread carefully, because here at Pembroke Investigations, the past never stays buried for long.
This is voice note 001 for case number FA7638. Yesterday, I received a letter from Anna. It was pretty odd because I haven't heard from her since her university days in Stirling. It was also odd because she sent a letter, a physical, written letter, right to my door. I can't remember the last time I received a real letter that wasn't a bill or a coupon for a local shop. Anyway, the letter read thus. Dear Charlie, it has been far too long since Stirling and the final night prom.
I do hope you're well. I heard about your leaving the force. I should have gotten in touch then, but I thought it best to leave you alone in case there was a reason you stopped talking to me all those years ago. I thought it better to write, like we used to when we slipped those notes under each other's dorm room doors. You can also ignore this easier. Claim you never received it if you want to. On to business. I'm working in a museum in Fort Augustus. Who would have thought I would have ended up in a tiny Scottish village, but here I am. The museum has had an unfortunate break-in. Well, a robbery. An amulet that has been loaned to us has been stolen and is missing. The local police have run out of ideas, and I thought, given your career and work as a detective, you might be able to help me out. For a fee, of course. There are no leads, but I can give you access to everything we have. Hopefully you can come visit and help me out. I'll cover your travel and full board. Even if you can't solve it, it would be good to see you again. All my love, Anna.
So here I am. On a train to Inverness and heading toward Fort Augustus. I should arrive around midday. I've been booked into the Two and a Marv Inn. I looked it up online and it seems comfortable enough. Shouldn't be too busy this time of year either. Tourists haven't arrived yet. Which should make the case easier. Fewer people to have robbed the museum. Likely it will be someone who knows the place. A local. We shall see. Good afternoon.
Oh, afternoon, mate. Give me a sec. Oh, sorry about that, mate. What a day. Not even the season yet, but always plenty to do. I'm Noah. Welcome to the Tuathna Marb. It means land of the dead. So we hope you get a dead good sleep. Get it?
Yeah. Good one. I have a room booked under the name of Pembroke.
Right, Pembroke, ah yeah, here it is, booked by our Anna. Oh, you're Charlie, Anna's friend. Come to see her for the week, I hear.
Well, here on business, but Anna asked me to come up. How do you know her?
Everyone knows everyone up here. Got to, it's a small place and quiet over the winter. We look after each other, got to. What are you visiting for?
Some business with the museum. She wanted me to take a look.
It's her pride and joy. She's done so much to the place, and the tourists love it. Especially the Americans. They love a bit of tartan and tat.
Tat?
You know, tourist crap. Little fluffy Loch Ness monsters, tartan notebooks, you know, anything to do with the Highlands. They love it.
They sell that stuff at the museum?
By the bucket load. But it's the family tartan bit that they love to see. Nothing better than going home to the US and saying your family were Highlanders and you're related to William Wallace. The family tartan bit has brought in loads of people. That exhibit's been a real lifeline. Helps the museum, helps a lot of us around here.
So it's been good for business.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kept things going. People come, they stay longer, they tell their friends. It's been busier than ever during the summer, thanks to Anna. A real boost for the whole town.
She's well liked then.
Oh yeah, like family to most of us around here. Don't know what we'd do without our Anna.
Sounds exactly like the Anna I know.
She's an angel. Anyway, here's your key, number 4. It's down the corridor there, then up the stairs. First door on your right. Breakfast is between 7 and 8 a.m. There's tea and coffee in the room. Let me know if you need anything else. You can phone down or come and ring the bell. Myself or the wife will be around. Anyway, have a nice time with Anna. She's a lovely girl. And as I say, let me know if you need anything. I'm always around.
Excuse me.
Yes?
Have you seen Jamie? He's my son. He's been missing a week now. He's a good boy, or I thought so. Maybe he's in trouble. I don't know. But he wouldn't just leave, not like this. Would he?
Ma'am, are you okay? I understand your son is missing, but you seem very upset. I just arrived today. I'm sorry your son is missing. If I hear anything, I'll call the number, okay?
Should have seen it coming. He was obsessed with those old books, the Abbey, the museum, talking about things that don't make sense. I didn't want to believe. I ignored it. Maybe if he just...
I know. I'm sorry. Do you need help?
I don't know anymore. I'm not sure who can help. But if you hear anything, call me. Please. Thank you.
Robbery and a missing person. Quite a week for a holiday town out of season. Good afternoon. I'm looking for Anna Forrester.
One moment. Hello, Anna. Your visitor has arrived. She'll be out in a moment.
Hello, stranger.
Anna, it's so good to...
God, it's been so long. What, 20 years?
That long? Really?
It's good to see you. You're looking so well.
You too. You look... amazing.
Come through to the office. It's a little more private. Take a seat on the sofa.
So how did you end up here?
Well, there's not a lot you can do with a heritage and tourism degree except this kind of work. I love Stirling. The rolling hills, the forests, the history of the place is incredible. I had a few jobs leaping around different museums up and down the country, and then a job came up here. You know, I can't resist Scotland, and the place is so beautiful. The canal just outside, the history of the place. Did you know the Jacobite Rebellion of 1715 was started here? The political makeup of the country could have been vastly changed, and it started here. The Abbey's also amazing. It's been here since the 19th century. Before that, it was an 18th century fort. That's what the town's named after, the fort of Fort Augustus. A lot of heritage and a lot of tourism. It's nice and quiet this time of year, though. How have you been? You're a private detective now?
Yeah, nothing as exciting as you. I joined the police straight from university, as you know. Then left 16 years later. The job got tougher and the pay got scarcer, so I set up on my own.
It must be exciting.
You would think so. It's actually a lot of cheating husbands and children looking for an inheritance. But it pays well and keeps me busy. Your case is a change of pace for me, though. I haven't looked into a robbery for a while. What happened?
Well, we have an exhibit that was put in just after the new year. It's focused on the history of the Marr family. The Jacobite uprising I told you about earlier. Do you know much about it?
I have no idea. History was never my thing.
Well, it started with the Glorious Revolution in the 17th century. King James II, who was also James VII in Scotland, was deposed by his own daughter Mary and his son-in-law William of Orange. They reigned as joint monarchs until their death. James was a Catholic, and our monarchs, as you might know, are Protestants. As you can imagine, the two didn't mix. How could you have a Catholic monarch as head of the Protestant Church of England? It didn't work, and Mary, his daughter, took the crown. Now we have James in exile in France, and Mary and William in England ruling over Britain. Some people wanted James back, and one of those people was John Erskine, Earl of Marr. His family were the oldest noble house in Britain. At the end of the 17th century, Scotland was independent, but moving closer to England. A peace was established in 1707 with the Act of Union, which brought Scotland and England together politically, in a pact that's lasted till today. Queen Anne, Mary's sister, dies, and George I inherits the throne. But the questions of who should succeed Anne had not gone away. There were many who wanted an independent Scotland, and James on the throne as the legitimate king. On the 6th of September 1715, the Earl of Marr raised the standard of James VII in Braemar and started the Jacobite Uprising of 1715. It was eventually quelled and George I reigned until 1727. The succession question remained until Bonnie Prince Charlie led an unsuccessful rebellion in 1745, but as you know, the question of independence still hangs over Scotland.
Okay, but what about the robbery?
Charlie, are you not excited about the history of your country? Kings, rebellions, fighting for the soul of a nation.
I'm sorry, I've never been one for history. But it is interesting, and you're so passionate about it. You make it interesting.
Okay, Charlie. Well, 2 weeks ago, I locked up the museum as normal. Went home and everything was fine. Came in the morning and went for my walk around. In the Marr display, the glass cabinet had been opened, and the only item missing was the amulet. The alarm hadn't sounded, but it was on. We confirmed this with the company that manages it. None of the doors were broken or windows smashed, but there was evidence of scratches on the lock of the door of the delivery bay. Absolutely nothing else had been touched. No fingerprints, and the police forensics team found nothing. Total mystery. Fort Augustus is quiet this time of year, and there's almost no crime anyway. Not like this. We have no idea.
What about staff? There's you and the woman on reception.
Claire. There's also Jamie, who volunteers for us and works every few months.
Is that it? That's not many staff.
We're a small charity museum, Charlie. This isn't the National Museum.
Okay, sorry. Who is the police officer in charge? Do you have a contact?
A contact? Charlie, it's a tiny police station. There's only four of them, but it was Grace. Grace Bennett was our contact.
Okay. It's a small place, Fort Augustus.
You're a city boy, it's all right. You'll get used to it.
I'm sure I will. Do you have CCTV in the museum?
Well, we do, but it wasn't running on that night, which is strange. We've had the system for years, and the first time there's a problem, we get robbed. It can't be a coincidence, but we don't know how they did it. Whoever it was must have known how to disable the system without the company knowing.
Okay. Did the police, sorry, Grace, find out anything about the alarm?
She said that it looked like the file was missing for that night, from about 2 a.m. till 4 a.m. It's all held on a cloud storage device, so someone must have hacked the system or logged into it to delete the file or stop the CCTV.
Who on staff could log into the system?
I was the only one with access. We hardly used it, as I said.
Okay. Was the amulet owned by the museum?
No. It was gifted to our permanent collection by James Ramsay. He's the representative, I suppose, the best title? Yeah, the representative of the Marr family. He lives on a farm just out of town.
Is he a member of the family?
No, the current Countess of Marr is a peer, of the House of Lords, and a goat farmer.
Okay.
She lives in Worcestershire. I've never seen her.
Right. Let's start with the staff. We have you, Claire, and Jamie. Jamie's a volunteer and he's only here occasionally, right?
Yeah, he comes in every month or so. We haven't seen him for a few weeks. He lives and works up at the Abbey, in the library, I think. He's a nice guy, quiet and really keen. What's that?
A woman gave it to me outside. Is this Jamie?
Oh God, he's missing. He doesn't have a schedule here. He had no idea.
His mother was on the streets handing out leaflets. She was quite upset, a bit confused.
Elena, God, she must be distraught. I'm going to go and see her.
Just now?
Yes, just now. She's a friend.
All right, I'm sorry, Anna. It's awful. Has he gone missing before?
Not that I know of. He's pretty reliable and a good kid. Look, I've got to go. See if I can help her out.
Okay. Mind if I tag along?
Can you speak to her later? She's a good friend and I want to chat with her. God, why didn't you say anything?
All right. Mind if I talk to Claire while you're out?
Go ahead. I'll see you later, okay?
See ya. This is voice note 002 for case number FA7638. Okay, let's recap. An amulet is missing. The amulet was on lease from James Ramsay on behalf of the Marr family. A peer in the government, need to be careful there, but I wonder if it was insured. By the museum or the family. Museum CCTV turned off, three staff, one currently missing, also worked at the Abbey. How long has he been missing? Nearly a week ago. How did Anna not know if she is friends with Eleanor? It's Claire, isn't it? Do you mind if I have a quick chat?
Hello. I saw Anna go. Is everything okay?
Claire, I'm sorry to tell you this, but Jamie is missing. His mum, Eleanor, was handed out leaflets and she was quite worried. I'm sorry if that's news to you.
Oh. That's awful. He's such a nice boy. Is that where Anna rushed off to?
Yes.
I hope they find him soon. He has gone off before, so he might just be at his friend's. He likes, You're not the police, are you?
No, I'm not the police. I'm a private citizen who investigates. That's all.
Okay. He likes to smoke, you know, smoke. Occasionally, and last time he went missing, he was with some friends he met in a caravan up near Inverness. He had forgotten what day it was and had been missing for work at the Abbey.
He's been missing for a week. Has he been gone for that long before?
I don't think so. I don't know him that well outside of work, so maybe?
I need to speak to you about the robbery. Has Anna explained who I am?
The private eye friend from university, she said. How do you become a private eye?
A lot of years on the force, and then I need to pay the mortgage.
Less exciting than the movies.
Yeah, it's not that exciting.
So, how can I help?
Just a couple of questions about the robbery. What was stolen?
Oh, the Marr amulet from the permanent collection. Anna noticed it was gone in the morning. No obvious break-in, CCTV not working. Crazy.
Were you working on either of those days?
Yes, I'm 5 days a week. I finish at 6 and Anna was here till late. She usually works late. I came in the morning around 9 a.m. and Anna was here with the police already.
Do you live in the village?
Yes, just along the road. That's what I like about it here. You can walk everywhere and I can lie in bed longer in the morning.
What's Anna like to work with?
We've worked together for a few years and she's lovely. She always helps me out and she's super patient with me. I find the computer difficult and sometimes I make little mistakes, but she never minds. She's always good with time off too. If I need to go to an appointment for hair or the dentist or something, she always lets me go. She brings coffee and a pastry some mornings, and at Christmas she covers the night out. She's a really nice boss to me.
To you? Would Jamie say the same thing?
Sure, he's not in very often, once or twice a month. He's up working at the Abbey Library most of the time. He just likes history and helping out sometimes. She always gets him a coffee and a pastry too. They chat sometimes and seem to get on really well.
Have you got any time off booked?
No. My next holiday is in a few months. I prefer taking time off when the weather is a bit better, you know? We don't take too much time off in the summer because of the tourists. An occasional day, maybe?
Perfect. You've been very helpful. Thank you, Claire. Enjoy the rest of your shift. Hopefully it perks up a bit.
Thanks, Charlie. See you later.
Evening, Charlie. How are you?
Good, thanks, Noah. Busy night?
Ha ha! Few locals, nothing too rowdy. Yet, always a bit of life around the place. Even if we could do with a bit more, eh?
Well, I'll be out of your hair for now. I'll see you in the morning for breakfast. Long day.
Good night, mate.
Oh, God. What the hell? Police, please. Good evening. I would like to report a robbery.
Thank you for tuning in to the very first episode of Pembroke Investigations. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to visit our website at www.pembrokeinvestigations.com, where you can explore more about the series, read behind-the-scenes notes, and check out upcoming projects from our production company, Ink and Paws. If you love what we're doing, please do consider supporting us on Patreon. Your donations help us bring stories like this to life and keep the mysteries coming. Visit patreon.com/inkandpaws to find out more. And to join our community and get access to exclusive perks like early episodes, bonus content, and much, much more. We can't wait to have you back for the next episode. So stay curious and remember, the past never stays buried for long.